the editorial. We got some interesting things to talk about today. One in particular called the Nord Stream Pipelines. We really are going to talk at all about the hurricanes that are going on down in Florida. All I can do is pray for the people who are going to lie in its path, and I pray to God that those none of those people are killed. It looks pretty dangerous down there, though. Jimmy, a couple of the Nord Stream pipelines have been shut down due to explosions just happened earlier today. You want to talk about what happened?
So there have been two major explosions on Nord Stream 1 pipeline basically in the Baltic Sea on its way to Germany, and one on the Nord Stream 2 piping, or at least a leakage. So there's two explosions and a major leakage. And there's no clear information on either what caused it or what did it. However, the two explosions registered 2.3 on the Richter scale, which would indicate some sort of sabotage attempt.
Now, why would that indicate sabotage, Jim?
Because you have an explosion at that level,
yeah.
Very unlikely at the depth of down below, you know, where the pipeline runs bottom of the ocean, that you would have an accident that would that create that type of explosion. We're not talking about a fireball. We're talking about something that severed the tank underwater, the pipelines underwater, and then created a massive gap in two areas.
Okay.
Now, there's a possibility. There's a possibility of just some sort of a mechanical failure, but very unlikely.
Okay.
And with the level of actual seismic indicators, 2.3 on the Richter scale would indicate an explosion.
Interesting. Okay. Now, there are a lot of people who could have done that. I really don't understand why somebody would do something like that. It makes no sense whatsoever. A lot of people could have done it. You've got some ideas. Let's talk about your ideas, Jim.
Okay, so let's talk about the possibilities of who could have done this. First of all, let's talk about Greens activists, people that really want it, that are like desperate in shutting down natural gas and oil, basically shutting down greenhouse gases. All right, so that's a possibility. The technology to get under to the depth and to do that, it's a little bit challenging, but not that challenging.
How deep was the pipeline, Jim?
At this point, I think it's about, at those locations, I really can't tell you where, but my guess is somewhere in the couple of thousand feet level at least.
Wow, so pretty deep.
Pretty deep. The technology required to do something like that would indicate a state actor, you know, someone with more influence and capability. However, there are a lot of capabilities out there for commercial use with submarines and things like that. So that's a possibility. The other possibilities are people that are actively trying to create separation between Germany and Russia and the dependency on gas. Now, there's a couple players that would be the case for. Someone that was trying to create the conditions of conflict. That could be Ukrainian special operations forces. You know, they could have done it.
Yeah.
Unlikely, because their partners are in Western Europe. They ever got caught at that, that would basically completely blow away all their possibilities. The Russians, unlikely, because it's a financial benefit to them to keep the pipelines up and the dependency there. And once the pipelines are down, that's a problem. So really, you're looking at just a handful of actors that have the capability or the justification for it. Now, this is where it gets complicated, Al, as I played before we did this video. So regardless of what the facts are at this point, I will guarantee you are going to see a lot of propaganda and a lot of accusations that the United States was involved in this. And the reason why is just recently, actually just prior to the invasion of Ukraine, Joe Biden publicly stated that there would be no Nord Stream 2. A reporter asked back, "What do you mean? How could you do that if it's really controlled by Germany?" He wrote back, he says, believe me, we can do this.
Sure. With the technical capability of the United States, of course they could do it, but so what? I don't think Biden would be would even. I don't think he'd even think about doing something like that to shut off all of the heat source with winter coming on for Europe. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me.
Well, okay. I'm not saying that he did it, although there is a possibility from a strategic perspective with this government, our right now, our, you know, elected officials, I don't even want to say elected officials, with the people in power in the United States right now, they are so adamantly, they have made climate change a national security issue. It is a written document that climate change is a very important issue for them and a strategic national security issue, which would give them authorities to take action against things that would continue to push the climate in a dark, in a higher CO2 levels based on their interpretation. So there could be some sort of sanction that says we're going to stop gas flow. They're doing it in the United States. This government right now is shutting down energy, gas and oil and fossil fuels in the United States at a massive detriment. Okay, so let's just say, I mean, those are facts. That's not speculation. Let's say that they wanted to put more pressure on Europe. And when I say they, I mean the people behind the scenes in the national security apparatus, Tom Donilon, Blinken, some of these people that, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, they want to achieve those goals, but they also want to separate Russia so there's no possibility that the Germans could depend on Russians in the future. So that's a legitimate strategic view that it's possible. Yeah, again, there's no evidence other than what Joe Biden said that this would happen. However, my point is, regardless of evidence, there will be a tremendous amount of propaganda being pushed by Russia and by different political parties in Europe. And believe me, right now, with what's happening with Giorgia Meloni in Italy, with Poland, with Hungary, with the pushback in the UK, with Liz Truss, there is a big, big powerful pushback against globalization and against global entities. And
some of them, like because of the election in Italy, right?
Yes, not just the election. Well, I would agree with that. The victories. So there's a tremendous amount of pressure on some of these very powerful people with no moral compass that are globalization in order to separate and cause more problems. So again, this is speculation. I am not accusing, and who knows at this point? I want to be very clear. No one knows, but you have to look at all the possibilities before you discount them. And the last thing in the world I'm going to do is say, hey, nobody had justification for this. And the unfortunate reality is there's going to be a tremendous amount of people that are claiming in Moscow that the United States had something to do with this.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Biden walked into it by making these comments. So that's going to cause it's very, very destabilizing because, again, in the end, you're right, Al. Who in Western Europe wants to survive the winter and potentially a very cold winter, as it appears, with no energy?
Right.
And that could separate this. I mean, Let's look at what could happen here. The Russians could have done this because they've closed off gas. Most of their supplies have closed off to Germany already on the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, and they haven't really got the Nord Stream 2 to full capacity. So let's say the Russians want to create the conditions and have the propaganda effort, or maybe even the Chinese, to say the United States is cutting off Western Europe from gas supplies and heat. That's a psychological operation. It's a propaganda operation, and it would be very effective right now, considering Joe Biden's comments.
Yeah,
and that could create problems. We could be. I mean, this type of a thing is what causes really larger conflict, and who knows what's going to happen.
Well, it could have a beneficial effect too, I suppose, in the sense that. The United States has never really taken a major stance against Russia, and this could be taking that major stance, and that could make some people stop and think. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a possibility. I think Donald Trump had shut down the pipeline, said we're not going to do it. The Biden administration came back and said, we are going to do it.
I don't remember that. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what they did. And the unfortunate reality is now everybody in Europe is facing exactly what Donald Trump warned him about in 2017 to the German entire delegation, to Merkel and their entire German delegation on a visit to Europe, saying you are making a huge mistake being dependent on Russia for gas.
Okay. Anything else we're talking about, Joe? I mean, that's a major event. There's no question about that. I have not seen that event yet, I have to say, but I will certainly be looking for it this afternoon. And I have to also say that if you're back early evening for you, late afternoon for me, we really ought to do a follow-up on this one.
But yeah, let's see what happens as the day goes.
Very
my guess is it'll be a while before people figure it out because it'll be nighttime in Europe. And you know, before everybody gets involved to see what happens. Here's the other point that, you know, I know we've been talking for a few minutes here and we got to go, but the other issues that the FBI has done, they just announced that they had to change the total number of documents that they took from Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. So shows incompetence and shows fraudulent activity. You combine that with the arrest of the Catholic anti-abortion activist, where we talked about that he was relieved from district court in Philadelphia over the accusations, and the FBI came in and arrests him with a large group of individuals in order to charge him for the same things that were already dropped. And you find out that the FBI in Los Angeles, this is according to a very detailed and lengthy Los Angeles Times article, the FBI had a post office, basically a small shop that held individuals' safety deposit boxes on a strip mall type of action in Los Angeles. They got a warrant and basically fraudulently gave the judge information that they would not take everything into, but they confiscated $85 million worth of assets, and people are having to fight to get them back with absolutely no indications of crime for the vast majority of the people in the information they took. They took individuals' gold. They took securities that were inside their safety deposit boxes, cash that were in their safety deposit boxes. And, I mean, it's absolute corruption in what they call this forfeiture rules that the DOJ has, and they've been struggling to get them back. These are the type of indicators that show how corrupt the FBI has come and how far they've moved away, and including the DOJ, away from honesty and integrity in order to protect American people. They are targeting American people, and it's just disturbing.
Yeah, it is disturbing because I could be one of those people. Anyway, Jim, thanks so much. We're out of time here, and you got an appointment you got to get to.
Thanks much, Al. We'll talk to you later.